Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. It's an early season showdown, the Chargers, the Broncos tonight in Denver. Broncos are 5-1, the Bolts are 5-2. What a shootout. Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, matching the first and third ranked quarterbacks in the league against each other. Manning's thrown for 1,848 yards, 19 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, completing 68% of his passes. He's got a 118 quarterback rating. Rivers has thrown for 1,961 yards, 17 touchdowns, only 3 picks, a 69% completion rank, and a 113 quarterback rating. Broncos are averaging a wild 394 yards per game. The Chargers are averaging 360 yards per game. Denver's turned it over only 4 times in 6 weeks. Denver's wide receivers are averaging 12.5 yards per catch, led by Demaryius Thomas averaging 12, M. Sanders averaging 13, Julius Thomas the tight end nearly 11 yards, and Wes Welker 10 yards per catch. Now the Chargers make big plays. Malcolm Floyd is averaging 20 yards a reception, Eddie Royal 15, and the tight ends Antonio Gates, Ladarius Green 13 and 14 respectively. The big difference, the Bolts hit big plays down the field heading into tonight's game. San Diego's got 60 plays of plus 10 yards this season, 15 plays of plus 20 yards in just 7 games. And the red zone numbers are pretty impressive. Chargers have scored 14 touchdowns in the red zone. Denver's got 17 touchdowns. They've converted 79% inside the 20-yard line into touchdowns. Denver's defense is giving up just 316 yards per game. Broncos have got 21 quarterback sacks, paced by Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Opposing quarterbacks are completing just 58% of their throws, and Denver's defense on third down, 37% conversion rate. Chargers, meanwhile, might be ranked 5th in the league, but that was against a much easier schedule, and of course the Chargers are badly hurt. What's the key to the game? Can San Diego's blitz package fluster Manning? Will Manning go no huddle to try to wear down a very thin San Diego defense? Can the Chargers protect Rivers against that Bronco rush? Can San Diego's secondary hold up against the 4 wide receivers and the 2 tight ends that Peyton Manning uses? My pick? Denver 38, San Diego 24. Bolts just don't have enough defense. Other storylines around the NFL. Seattle Seahawks are denying reports that running back Marshawn Lynch refused to get on the team bus last week after learning of the trade of wide receiver Percy Harvin. Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III went through a full workout on Wednesday but is not ready to start next Monday's game against Dallas. Patriots cornerback Terrell Revis was barred from team meetings in a workout on Monday after he reported late to a team meeting at 7:30 a.m. Houston Texans quarterbacks Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett split first-string snaps in practice. Chicago Bears coach Mark Trestman cutting back on Jay Cutler's freedom to make audibles at the line of scrimmage. Browns coach Mike Pettine admits the use of 3 running backs in a rotation is not working. He's not been able to find any rhythm for Ben Tate, Ike Kroll, and Terrence West. Colts linebacker Eric Walden fined $27,000 for shoving an official in a game last weekend. In Miami, linebacker Deion Jordan goes through his second full practice after 2 different drug suspensions. And Tennessee has named rookie quarterback Zach Mettenberger. He will be the starter this weekend. On the injury front, Cam Chancellor, the Seahawks veteran safety, missed workouts again yesterday with an ankle. Buffalo places running back C.J. Spiller on the 8-week IR could be back in December. Good news on the Cowboy front, cornerbacks Brandon Carr, linebacker Bruce Carter, defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence all returned to practice. They've been out chunks of the season with injuries. And Vikings coach Mike Zimmer has undergone a second kidney stone procedure in a week, but is expected to coach this weekend. In college football, they've released details of a massive academic scandal at the University of North Carolina that went on for more than 11 years. 3,000 students, including 1,100 athletes, took part in 188 bogus independent study classes, never attended a class, wrote only 1 term paper, and everybody got A's and B's. 9 athletic department employees and academic advisors have been fired, while the courses were in African American studies. On to Major League Baseball. Game 2 of the World Series last night. Kansas City Royals beat the Giants 7-2. KC erupts for 5 runs in the 6th inning. They've now tied the series at a game apiece. Salvador Perez hit a 2-run double. Omar Infante followed, crashing a 2-run home run to propel KC to the victory. Royals flamethrower Ace Ventura was dominant, outdueling veteran Jake Peavy into the 6th inning. Series now shifts back to San Francisco, games 3, 4, and 5, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. World Series TV ratings, game 1, an 8 rating. It's the second lowest ever in the history of World Series baseball. Closer to home, Padres have fired hitting coach Phil Plantier. Team batting average was .226. Friars virtually last in every hitting department. Shut out 19 times, scored 2 runs or less in 61 games this season. Plantier becomes the 6th hitting coach to be axed in 10 years in San Diego. However, the Friars have asked Plantier to consider working in the front office. Ex-Padre General Manager Josh Burns spent a second day meeting with Dodger officials and team president Stan Kasten over in Arizona about a front office job. Mets have interviewed ex-Yankee hitting coach Kevin Long. Rangers new manager Jeff Banister held a 12-hour meeting with front office employees in his first day on the job to evaluate the organization. Dodger pitcher Dan Herron's undergone surgery on his left shoulder for a bursa sac problem. He'll be ready to pitch when the Cactus League opens. In basketball, NBA owners refused to pass newly structured draft lottery rules. It would have given the top 4 teams on the draft board equal chance to get the first round pick. NBA is upset with teams ripping rosters apart at the trade deadline and intentionally tanking games at the end of the season. In hockey, Ducks got goals early from Ryan Kesler and Corey Perry, went on to batter the Buffalo Sabres. Ducks go to 6-1 on the season. Kings back in action tonight. They take on Buffalo. The Maple Leafs Senators game in Ottawa was canceled last night after shootings on Parliament Hill killed a soldier who was standing guard at the Canadian Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The gunman was killed in a firefight in the main hallway at Parliament Hill. More than 50 shots were fired in that hallway. The gunman was from Montreal with a history of arrest in Quebec and British Columbia. The agent for LA Kings defenseman Slava Voynov, out on $50,000 bail, says the player never hit his girlfriend in a domestic abuse case, saying she fell while running and got badly hurt. Washington Capitals have lost defenseman John Erskine indefinitely, surgery for neck issues, and former Buffalo Sabres and Calgary goaltender Clint Malarchuk, in a new book detailing his mental illness, said he prayed to God to either save me or take me after a failed attempted suicide. Meds may have saved his life of depression. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.